don't know why I have.
So, the topic of this...
what's it called?
Podcast.
Podcast. Is the Table of Chums trip to Iceland. What's what's your favourite memory from Iceland, Chris?
Losing my coat.
Is that your favourite memory?
Nah.
Did you have that bad a time, but your favourite memory is losing your coat?
I like to think... Let me just tell the people that are listening.
Was it finding Jake's titanic effort in the toilet?
That was bad.
We've got to stop branding the whole weekend with my huge shit.
It was Arctic
orientated, as in like a seal pup.
It was huge. But still.
It's responsible for the whole geothermal.
I went for a shower.
That's going to come out of that volcano in the next 3 years.
I went for a shower, it tripped me up. we lost our deposit because of that poo.
The whole thing began really with a trip to Luton Airport with your friend. And they, what was it, a 12-hour wait for a flight?
We actually waited.
12 hours?
We waited. No, 9 hours. We got there early because we got a lift, which was great, awesome, we got a lift there. But then waited around. Chris was excited, he had some flowers.
I got some flowers from leaving my last job. I don't really like flowers, but what I would do is print out a sign saying Mila Kunis, and then go to Luton Airport with flowers, but at departures, not arrivals, so I'm actually leaving with the flowers and not waiting. So everyone was looking at me like, what is this guy doing with the flowers? I waited at arrivals, and...
What were you shouting?
Mila. Mila! Like, from Mila Kunis. Thinking that, like, you know the taxi drivers hold a sign? That's what I wanted to do. Just to get a picture. It's probably the most... profile picture I've ever tried to
take. I think the wait as well, the drive up with the flowers, you know, you really sort of... You cared for him. You really want to see the joke through.
Then, when I did the picture and I had what I wanted, I gave them to a couple who had just got back from Paris and proposed.
So Mila Kunis didn't turn up at arrivals.
She didn't. Was a bit of a letdown, wasn't she?
But guess who was?
We thought she was getting off that flight
Boston. Guess who was traveling back from Iceland? The day that we flew out.
Who?
Some actress called Kendra. She's in that Pitch Perfect.
Oh, what, the big girl?
No, small one with the brown hair.
Oh, what, Anna Kendrick?
That's it.
Oh, really?
She flew back from Iceland when we flew out. My friend Dan's obsessed with her, and he follows her on Twitter. And she's flying, and she came back from Iceland the way we flew out.
Do you reckon she would have phoned EasyJet?
Absolutely not. But what she might have done is come through departures and seen my bald-headed mug. And I probably would have scribbled out Mila and put, what's her name again?
Kendra.
Anna, and give her the flowers and put it at the tackle by security, but it'd be hilarious.
So we didn't see Mila, did we? Didn't see her.
The highlight of waiting at the airport for me was when I went for a quick cigarette and came back in, saw Jake lying asleep and saw Chris lying asleep. I thought, what's that smell that I can smell? And there was that Romanian man pretty much sat on your lap.
He wasn't on my lap. He was eyeing up your kit.
Trying to steal my jumper.
He went, can I have your jumper? And he was like, well, it's mine, I need it. But I'm cold. And you're like, well, that's your problem. Walking around.
He was eating a packet of ham.
He did.
That he'd stolen from
he didn't give two fucks.
Funniest thing.
He was grazing. He was just walking around, knowing he could... He was an opportunist, when they really. Just knowing he could take what he wanted.
She's not really irritating about him.
He had socks
over his trousers. I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it.
It was cold.
Yeah, but don't do that.
They were my socks.
You only do it. It's only acceptable if you're a cyclist. You do it with your right foot.
I knew a kid once that took that so far, the socks into the jogging bottoms. I mean, it was a kind of a thing, probably about 15 years ago, a bit rude boyish.
Yeah.
He took it so far that he put sellotape.
Wow.
Around the bottom of his
full kit.
Around the bottom of his jogging bottom, so it taped his socks.
Wow. I knew a friend. I was like year eight. I went to my friend's house and I slept over. In the morning, he said, "I'll make breakfast." So I asked where you. He got some cereal out, and what he done was he put the milk in first,
and then
put cereal over the top. Anyway, so I just disowned him. I wasn't friends with him.
It's like an oil slick.
Found out he went to jail. So basically, trust your instincts.
Yeah, definitely.
So I knew in like year eight, being like 13 years old, that guy weren't right in the head.
Did he go to jail for a cereal-related crime?
Was he a serial killer?
Oh! Flowing!
So Iceland, it was awesome trip.
So we landed and we made a bit of a mistake in how we got into Reykjavik. bit of a financial error.
Yeah, so we were trying to be like, let's all be like modern day Jack Kerouac and do it on the cheap. And then Joel said, if it's more than 18,000, if it was more than 8,000 kroner, and we were trying to work out what it was. It worked out like 20 quid. So we went outside and this guy who can only describe at...
Describing? Who was his cab driver? Well, we got our thousands mixed up with our hundreds. So we could have got a bus for the equivalent of about a fiver, and then we got a taxi for the equivalent of
60 quid. And in England, you get normal kind of metres, but in Iceland, they're about a foot long, because they have to have all the 18,000, oh, 60,000 kroner.
60,000.
Like, you've never seen what it's like when a metre is going, I don't care what currency it is, when a metre is jumping up in 500 increments every 10 seconds. It looks expensive.
We kept on going, though. Oh, you know, paying 1,000 kroner, but then working out and thinking, actually, it's not too bad, didn't we? Like, yeah, but in the supermarket, that was when it kind of hit us, really, didn't it? That,
yeah,
what we was actually spending.
I think halfway through the taxi ride, I was like, we've been done here.
Yeah.
And he kept looking. He kept looking.
By ourselves.
He kept looking to me in the back, going, "Is it okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's fine." We're going.
He's like, "Yeah, drink. You drink tonight, wouldn't he?"
But we couldn't. He was drunk. He was swerving over the road. But we couldn't look any more touristy if we tried. Wow! Like, taking pictures of a mountain 8 kilometres over a smartphone, going, I can't believe I'm here. So we decided to spend all of our money on excursions. We thought, yeah, we have a massive blowout, and we went to this little, whatever it was, and spent, we gave them 40,000 kroner each.
We met the Norwegian ladies in the English bar. Oh, of all the places to go,
they
to
were
the
lively. Way. We got going in that bar, didn't we?
I really thought I'd get some.
Yeah.
And I was getting a Norwegian injunction.
Me and Joel was outside, and I walked outside, and Joel was having an argument with a man called Four, and he wasn't a Nordic god.
Don't disrespect the Thor.
Yeah, his wife or his girlfriend, whoever, they're middle-aged men and women. She's like, you do not disrespect the Four, like referring him into like this god, this like third person. And
I was taking the piss out of his shoes, and then he pointed at mine. And I was like, fair point.
Yeah, and he didn't believe me that my dad was called Sven. He laughed at me. He mocked me for it, even though he was blatantly lying that his name was Four.
Oh, he's not a mystical god. He still bleeds. I'd have dropped him.
Then we met the Norwegian man in the cafe, the Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
That was weird.
We got up and had our cheesecake. We found a little cafe, didn't we, of an evening, because we didn't want to drink. And it was light. It was 11 o'clock at night, wasn't it? And it was dusk in Iceland. Went up to the counter, ordered our food, come back, there's a man sitting there, one eye. Hello.
Weird.
All right, mate. He sat with us, and he ended up knowing about Hastings, didn't he? And
it was an weird.
Yeah.
So we should have burnt him at the stake. He wasn't real. We should have burnt him.
I reckon he's probably wearing your coat. Maybe you should tell the story of your coat.
Well, we'll do another podcast after this, doing Iceland Continued, on like excursions and the black sands and me losing my coat. But I was just, overall, I hated handing over two notes for a drink. Like, one of them was £1,000, and the next one was an IOU.
That's because you're drinking the ciders.
If I don't like beer, and I had this beer called Viking, which looked like it was, you could... It like hangover piss.
I quite like the Viking. Yeah.
I'm drinking it. Summersbees from Somerset in Iceland for £11 a drink.
It gets flown over travel. By a heron. What did you expect?
I don't know what I expected, but I did not expect a £9 mortgage for a drink. That's what I didn't expect. But the women in Iceland, I was pretty happy with.
They were so friendly, and I mean, it's just saying that in like a really creepy way. But they were really like
hot.
Approachable and approached us, weren't they? And
like, if you go to Hastings, everyone in this looks like a big game of Guess Who. Everyone looks like the Guess Who character, like Robert with the bald head and the big hat, you know, Rupert with the bigger ginger beard and, you know, and the glasses. But in Iceland, everyone would just look like that.
You asked the woman in the subway, didn't you? About why all the women in Iceland were so hot.
Yeah, I asked. I did. I said, "Why?"
Pick them.
Yeah, in the subway.
Yeah. And she
over a meatball sandwich.
And her reply was, toasted or not?
Yeah. And I said, jalapenos or peppers?
Yeah. Just trying to work her out. I'm a psychoanalyzer.
Nothing like 3 a.m. psychoanalyzing a subway.
3 a.m.
She was probably the only one that wasn't hot as well in the whole of Iceland.
And it was broad daylight, and we'll continue my conversation on the next podcast that's following this one, on what I said to a girl, as you two are egging me on to chat to this hot girl who I thought was Icelandic turned out to be Croatian and spoke fuck all English, and I end up doing what I think was the rapiest conversation I've ever had.